And now it's time for Back Talk, where we highlight conversations from the Tell Me More blog and get a chance to hear from you, our listeners. Joining me, as usual, is our web producer, Lee Hill. What's up, Lee?
Lots, Michelle. We've got a lot of topics and a lot of opinions to cover, so let's get to it.
Okay, let's try to do a play-by-play here. We started the week talking about the Live Earth concerts and what it means to be black, brown, and green. Our story talked about why the whole idea of environmental consciousness doesn't seem to be nearly as popular in communities of color. Blogger JD took issue with this. She had this to post. She said, "I am a black American female. I am concerned about the environment because any problem that has the majority population's concern and attention is one that the minority population, blacks, are always more severely affected by. So unless we address what our real needs are, we will ultimately destroy the earth and ourselves."
That's an interesting point. Well, a lot of our listeners also offered thoughts about the 2008 elections. The race for the White House, as you know, is in full swing. Some listeners might agree with Ernice in Georgia. She says everything is just happening a bit too soon.
It's just too many people in the race. As we get closer to 08, I'll probably be more of an informed voter and want to read up on the remaining candidates. But right now, this race is in overkill mode. There's just too much being said in the media about little small things that doesn't pertain to the issues that I'm really concerned about.
Thanks, Ernice. I bet Ernice is not the only person who feels that way. We also did a piece this week on Prince William County, Virginia, where county officials are trying to crack down on illegal immigrants. This story caught our eye early Wednesday morning, and since the early days of Tell Me More, we've been looking for ways to cover the immigration debate.
And Quaid in Chicago is glad that we took the time to highlight this story. He gives us our praise. He says, "It shows you and your team's interest and commitment to discussing the dimensions of such a delicate topic. I think that you push the various commentators to reevaluate their stances on immigration reform and the various ramifications. This particular interview," he goes on to say, "reminded me of the power that public radio and your show can wield in creating intriguing and, I hope, transformational conversation. Continue your great work."
Oh, that's a high bar to live up to. Well, thank you, Quaid. And to wrap things up, let's switch gears to focus on a conversation that seems to be gaining some momentum on the blog. Lee, you posted an entry as a follow-up to a conversation we had about a recent Newsweek article. Now, that article focused on presidential hopeful Barack Obama. Simply stated, the article asks, is he black enough? So we decided to follow up on this, and for the conversation, we pulled together a group of African-American commentators to weigh in on this. One of our guests, Karen Hunter, said Obama's marriage helped him pass her black enough test.
"All I need to know as a black woman is that every night he goes to bed with a black woman."
And Leslie in San Diego had a problem with that.
"I am a 24-year-old woman, and I have my graduate degree in social work. I married my husband 2 months ago, and he is entering his second year of law school. Here we are, two highly educated young people who love each other and have committed our lives to each other, but I gotta say, the only, repeat, only in our faith discrimination that we have received comes from the side of the black woman. I know the stories, I know the history, I know black women have a hard media fight to fight. However, to know that the color of my white skin would be an obstacle if my black husband decides to run for office someday really makes me think that somebody is condoning some hardcore backwards thinking."
Well, Leslie, thanks for writing. And thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Michelle.
Remember, the conversation never ends. Tell us more about what you think. Go to npr.org/tellmemore and blog it out.